Well, the Institute of Chartered Accountants in England and Wales has launched an initiative to help advise small businesses on financial matters. Joining me on the line now is Nigel Hastelow, Director of Enterprise at the Institute. Nigel, tell us a little bit more about the Business Advice Service.
We've got 3,200 offices of chartered accountants all over the country who are well-qualified business advisors, and between them, they're providing advice to something like 1.5 million small businesses, but there are a lot of other businesses out there that don't take advice. And so we're encouraging them to do so by offering them a free consultation with one of our chartered accountants who are taking part in the Business Advice Service. And it's really important that businesses do, because you can get so overwhelmed by all the demands on you when you're trying to run a small company that sometimes seeking a bit of advice and support is really necessary to make sure that you keep growing the company.
Especially in times, you know, with such difficult times, we're in a recession, we've been in a global economic downturn over the last 3-4 years. I mean, how difficult is it for a startup company or a small business to begin or to grow in the current economic climate?
It's never easy for a business, even in the best of times, to set up and grow. But at the moment, when things are very uncertain and there's not an awful lot of confidence about, and people are being very competitive, obviously, it's really quite hard work. But there are a lot of people willing to take on the challenge, and it really is a challenge, because you've got so many different difficulties to face, from simply, you know, obtaining the funding to make sure that your business is going to set it up, to going through all the rules and regulations and red tape that every business has to go through, to one of the biggest problems that lots of small businesses have to cope with is cash flow. It's as simple as, have you got enough money in the bank at the end of the month to pay the wages? You might be making lots of profit on paper, but are you making sure that people pay your bills on time and all of that sort of thing? And it's a real struggle sometimes for businesses just to stay on top of it all. And getting a chartered accountant to help can make a lot of difference.
Yes, you know, certainly in these times, especially where you just touched on it there, you know, when times are difficult, people seem to put off paying their bills for as long as they can, really. It's not really a quick and efficient system we've got in place now where bills are paid on time. So, like you said there, the cash flow situation is such a major crucial role in any business.
Well, it is interesting. There are something like 26% of small businesses expect to go bust within the next 2 years, but something like nearly 50% of small businesses say they don't keep monthly